Lee Jones from CTV in Regina joins us. Lee, who is the front runner to replace Weston Dressler right now?
Yeah, right now they've got a couple guys they're looking at, but there's a guy that played in the NFL just for a couple years named Brett Swain that had a couple of touchdowns in their first preseason game versus Ottawa. I think right now he is the early favorite. He'll start tonight for the Riders against the Edmonton Eskimos. He's wearing number 16. He's the early favorite. As far as some other guys, there's a guy named Ryan Smith who, of course, everyone wants to compare him to Weston Dressler. He'll be wearing number 2. He's pretty much the same size as him, small guy, played for North Dakota State, not North Dakota, but he's from the same area. So a lot of people were kind of calling him Weston Dressler 2.0. But, I mean, we haven't yet seen this kid play a regular season game. He looked okay, but right now I think those are the two favorites with Swain with the early advantage.
And then what about at the running back position? Anyone leading the charge to replace Sheets?
That's going to be a tough one considering they still got 3 guys in camp that they like. A guy named Keith Choston who spent a little bit of time in the NFL, had the best results in game 1. But they have 3 running backs in the lineup tonight. And head coach Corey Chamberlain has been quite forward at basically nobody's won the battle right now. And it all comes down to this final game. So they're all going to get touches. To see who can do it best. But this is probably the one spot that they really need to fill considering the success that Corey Sheets had and their running game had last year.
Any veterans potentially at risk to lose their starting jobs?
Not in the offense for sure. I think that they've lost so much there. I think people are pretty safe there, especially on the offensive line. Defensively, you might see an odd person like a Tristan Jackson who did play corner and a returner. I think he's going to lose his returning spots that he maybe occasionally had last year, and that might result in him losing his corner spot. I think that's really the only one, but they lost so many veterans in the offseason, losing guy like Craig Butler and Keith Schulligan on the defense as well. I think that most of the veterans that are around here are going to stick around unless, of course, they were like a G. Roy Simon who essentially time was up in the CFL.
Looking at the Eskimos come to town tonight, and you're likely going to see Mike Riley for maybe a full half, potentially, in the Eskimos offense. What are people around the league, what are people when they look at the changes from the coaching staff? Like, the Eskimos were 4-14. I think we all assume they'll be better, but are they good enough to really compete with Calgary and Saskatchewan?
Well, that's what a lot of people are wondering with the new, you know, bringing all the new people in. What's the attitude going to be like? And that's what I'm interested in seeing tonight and what they bring, because this is essentially your dress rehearsal for that opening game. My concern with Edmonton is I like Mike Riley and his toughness, but, man, they got to protect him. I mean, just the fact of how many times he got hit and sacked and took the hits. And, you know, if that offensive line could be better, you know, I think that they'll be able to move the ball a lot more. But if that offensive line plays the same way they did last year, I just can't see how they're going to be able to compete for at least a home playoff game in the West Division.
Well, yeah, a home playoff game I think would be tough because they'd have to beat out 2 of BC, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. So that might be, you know, for them, honestly, I think just making the playoffs would be a major step for the Eskimos.
That would be good too. I mean, everyone keeps talking about Saskatchewan dropping because of all the players they lost. It'll be interesting to see. I know the Riders, the one thing when they made that coaching change, not the Greg Marshall one 3 years ago, but when they went to Corey Chamberlain, it gave them a bit of a jump, a bit of an attitude adjustment that seemed to really help. And I'll be interested to see if that happens with the Eskimos that might put them in that range of the, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9 wins and does put them into a playoff spot, whether it's in the West or maybe even if it's a crossover.
Looking, you know, at the we had Brennan Tamman on the show earlier, and I would love if the league just went to one division, considering, you know, 16 of the 18 games are all against every other team in the league anyway. So, you know, the divisions aren't as, you know, I get the rivalries, but I don't think the Edmonton Saskatchewan rivalry or Calgary Saskatchewan rivalry lessens any much because we'd have one division for the entire league. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're established enough now, and they're all going to play everybody twice a year anyway. I don't think we'd lose it.
No, I totally agree. In fact, I think there was a situation where, you know, the first place and second place teams had the best record last year. I'd have to check, but there was a time where it was like that. So the second best team in the league, instead of get a bye, has to play on semifinal Sunday and doesn't get a home game for the, you know, division final Sunday after that. So, and I think the rivalries are big enough. You take a look at, you know, Edmonton and Montreal back in the day when they used to battle in the, you know, 2000 and 2002. So there's still a little bit there, and having Ricky Ray in Toronto helps maybe when, you know, the Argonauts come to town. You can make a case, I think, for every team, because half of these guys usually end up playing for somebody else eventually and might be able to use that rivalry. So I'm actually, yeah, a really big component of, you know, you can say they're in a division, but when it gets down to playoff time, let's just make it best records, top six, and go from there.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I think it would be great. Looking at, you know, G. Roy Simon now hired as what's his actual role with the Riders?
Well, they haven't titled him yet, but they say it's like an ambassador role. So what they basically say is he goes around, does a little bit of scouting with Craig Smith, one of the scouts here, but he also goes to the CIS schools, talks about the Riders, and does a lot of the community work. I know he started up kind of a toques or hats for kids here in Saskatchewan and wanted to continue that. So it's essentially just finding a role for a player that wants to stay in the game but didn't want to play, and that's what he is. He's almost, I like to call him, he is the Drake now of the CFL. As long as he's not going to games and making, you know, fool himself in the
yeah.
front row, I guess I'm fine with that. But I know he was in Toronto just for that game yesterday, so, I mean, he's already kind of started his role, and we'll see how things go.
Yeah, I think I can safely say it won't be Drake. I don't think you'll see him on the sidelines talking to the players all the time either.
Yeah, high-fiving them. Yeah.
And the thing is, the Riders, it's not like they really need a ton of help across the country, man. Their merchandise sells better than any team in the country, even outsells a lot of NHL teams.
They do pretty well, that's for sure. One thing I do think they keep in mind, though, is, or at least I hope they keep in mind, is, I mean, it's great now, but you know, things usually come in waves, right? And they're in an upslope now. And sooner or later, you might be back to where they were in the 80s and the early 90s, where they're having telethons just to keep the franchise afloat. So I think what they're trying to do is keep all their star players and their name players in some sort of role. Ray Williams, who was their starting middle linebacker last year, is also with the organization right now. He's kind of in a position where he helped rookie Americans adjust to life in the CFL and in Canada, and also people that are looking to move on and find jobs in the offseason. He helps them do that as well. So they seem to be doing a trend where once you've played with them, they want to keep you in the mix and kind of keep a family, basically.
Appreciate the rundown. Is it raining there still?
It's been raining all day, and they're saying it's going to rain till 9 p.m., so probably be wet for the first half, but you might as well get them feeling it right now, so that if we see this weather for the regular season, they're good to go. But interested to see how things will go.
Lee, good to catch up. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.